The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're just
staying warm.
It's a nice day today.
Yeah, so far. But next couple of days after this, though, are going to be kind of rugged here. So, yes, as Craig always likes to say and been saying this morning on his programs, pets, pipes, and plants.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stay cold. That's the thing. It's going to stay cold for a couple of days.
Woo-wee. Yeah, I had to put some hay out for the horses this morning, too. So.
Well, I have to be reminded what those three P's are. You know, I've reached a stage in my life where those things I don't want to commit to memory, I don't remember them so much.
It's. I thought you always knew what your three P's were. Party, party, party.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll look at the stock market party. No trading today here, but, you know, other countries are still trading. And there's a part of our market that does still trade because it's hooked up with everybody else globally, and that is the futures market. Yeah, what do people think is going to happen with the market and with various things? So that's what the futures are. People actually kind of put their bets in financially on which way the trends are going. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's really been something.
Yeah, it's looking for the trends, though. I wouldn't get too excited about it on your own investments.
Yeah, please be careful.
Unless you're a day trader or something or like to not gamble, but speculate with some of your funds and in some of your stock trading accounts. That's fine if that's what it's for. It's if it's a trading account. But if it's your retirement funds, I'd be a little more cautious and have a much better comprehensive strategy for that instead of looking at individual securities.
So a couple of theories coming across here about what happens with things that people are not as excited about owning, like things like treasury bonds. So we'll talk about that. And what did that do last time when people were moving one direction with treasuries? What did that do to the markets? We can look back in a little history, not that long ago, to 2013. And we'll take a look at that. And
I've got some things here, some red flags for fraudulent scams or things that when people try and take your money from you.
Yeah,
what should you be aware of?
Jamie and I started on his list of some New Year's thoughts, right?
10 financial ideas going forward for 2018. We said we would cover a couple more this morning, and so we're going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we should probably do that next because we need to find out what we need to do and then how do we keep our money.
Yeah, and then what do we do there, okay? And of course, we'll update you on what's going on in the other parts of the world that are not on holiday today. So you're going to be getting the full treatment right here on the Money Makeover Show. By the way, if you've got a question right now Phone lines are open for you. Here's the number to call us. Get our best information on what you particularly want to know about. And by the way, the commercials are going to be playing, so if you're shy and don't want your voice on the air, this is your chance. We'll talk to you in private on the phone. And here is our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would stay.
If your retirement days are long and dull, get up and call Cruise Planners and spice up your life with a Viking River Cruise on the Blue Danube or a Rhine Getaway. Or maybe you're fascinated by all things Russian and a cruise down the waterways of the Tsars is your passion. Want to find out more? Plan to attend the Sip and Sea Gathering, hosted by Texas Star Winery at 10587 Old Chapel Hill Road on Sunday, January 28th. Texas Star Winery will give a presentation and tasting of their Texas wines. A representative from Viking River Cruise will tell you all about their Viking River Cruises. And cruise planners will be available to answer questions about your vacation plans. The Sip and Sea Gathering is free, but reservations are required. Call 979-451-7484 to reserve your space at the Sip and Sea Gathering on January 28th, either at 1 or 4 p.m. That's 979-451-7484 for reservations for the free Sip and Sea Gathering. Seating is limited, so call today. For more information, visit Cruise Planners' Facebook page at Peter Fay-Cruise Planners or call Cruise Planners at 979-451-7484.
Howdy, in Yaxi Mas. Nick here with Weichel's Bakery. We want to wish all of our friends a Happy New Year and thank you for supporting our bakery. To show you our gratitude, we will be offering free fountain, tea, and coffee to anyone with a Weichel's Bakery tumbler for all of 2018. That's right. Just bring your Weichel's Bakery tumbler every time you come into the store and purchase one of our always fresh, one-of-a-kind pastries and get a free beverage. So come on in and treat yourself to our authentic kolaches, pigs, sweet rolls, and other homemade goodies, and the beverage is on us for all of 2018. Don't forget about your friends and coworkers. Everyone loves the gift of great food. Come visit us at 2155 Highway 290 West. Give us a call at 979-830-9190 or order online at Weichel's.com. And remember, at Weichel's Bakery, we got you kolache.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders. One kid at a time. Great programs. In the city or out in the country, 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, tail wagging, backyard hanging, and of course, companionship. Now let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adar.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aguiland Humane Society of Bryan.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, also in the studio this morning. And I was just looking at some of the latest things from some of the biggest money managers on the face of the earth, managing hundreds of billions of dollars and more in some cases. And, some interesting theories coming out about as interest rates move up, especially on things like treasury bonds, where there are trillions of dollars invested from here and around the world. A gentleman by the name of Bill Miller, who runs a lot of that kind of money, his theory is that last time this happened, back in 2013, where the 10-year Treasury yields went through 2.6% and headed toward 3% briefly, and they were inching up and inching up and inching up, he said in 2013, investors began to lose money in bonds, bond funds, and that prompted them to take money out of those and put them into equity, which is
stock market.
Stock market. Mm-hmm. Whether it was in baskets of stocks or whether it was in individual stocks. So he thinks we may be seeing some of that happening here and around the world.
Yeah, like we talked about last week, Tony, I just find this whole bond market, the way that that works and how the money moves, very intriguing. You know, you would think that if interest rates are going up, what does that mean for people who are buying bonds currently?
Mm-hmm.
That means that they're getting better interest rates. You would think more money would be going into bonds, but
everybody wants to have the hot stuff.
Well, mm-hmm. And
the stock market.
And the other part of the bond market is those people who already own bonds, mm-hmm. as interest rates go up, what's happening to the value of their bond?
That's going to drop.
It's going to go down, mm-hmm. because if you want to sell your bond, nobody wants to give you full price because they say, I can get a higher interest rate with a new bond rather than buying your
old bond
paying a low interest rate.
Yeah. So to make them more interested in buying your old bond, you discount the price of it, right? So that's what makes things like funds and stuff that own bonds go down in price, along with bonds that are out there on the open market as well.
Well, I think that's what Bill Miller's referring to, mm-hmm. there, is the fact that all of those bondholders who have those low interest rate bonds want to get out because they can do better elsewhere because interest rates are going up. But that means that they have to sell at a discount. And then what do they do with that fund? With those monies, they move it maybe to the market.
Yeah, and I had a question about that from a client just a couple of days ago that have some funds that they've had for a long time. And they're watching their price.
Go down.
Yeah.
Now, but Doug, you talk about many times, the normal price of a bond is what?
$1,000.
So the face value if you're buying them on the bond market.
If you buy a new bond, you know, City of Brenham or the Washington County bond or something, $1,000, mm-hmm. denomination. So how many bonds do you want? 10 bonds? That's $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you want to sell them, okay, it's a market.
That's right.
Who's going to buy them from you?
And at what price?
Yeah, the county's not going to buy them back. The city's not going to buy them back because they got the money. They're using it for roads and buildings and whatever else they need to do with it.
Well, there is another. Well, there are other markets for but selling those in.
But that's it. It's a market then, and there's no fixed price to get back.
It fluctuates.
To get the funds back.
Yeah, and that's why that's why I think understanding bonds is a little.
It's harder.
It's harder.
It's tricky.
You know, because if you're talking about bonds that are older, and you're trying to buy them at discount. You know, the question you always ask is, what's the yield to maturity? And if you're buying at a discount, there's a calculation, there's a formula that's used to calculate yield to maturity based on that interest rate and how much longer you have to
keep the bond.
Mm-hmm. That's why I sometimes think that bonds are a little more complicated than
you got to be. You got to be on your toes, not just unlike some other things like stocks, where you have to just say, okay, where do I think it's going, and how is it a good deal now, and a lot of other considerations. But again, your time frame and your temperament for ups and downs also apply for bonds, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. You know, I think a lot of folks are saying, well, you know, this is all great, and I'm watching my portfolios now, whether it's my 401k or IRAs or accounts that you have online or whatever it may be, and you're feeling pretty good, but there's more to you than whatever is sitting in those types of accounts, right? You've got the rest of everything, including your tax situation and your home and how close are you to needing that money, whether it's a retirement or for college funding expenses or whatever purpose you've got attached to that. And so overall questions about your future, whether it's retirement yet or not, still apply. And the sooner you grapple with those things and you take a look at them, the better. So Jamie's been doing a rundown on some of the top 10 really concepts, Jamie.
Yeah, they're financial ideas, ways to think about your finances going forward in 2018. One of the big questions we've been getting is, with the markets as high as they are, is there a time to harvest some of the profits that I have in my portfolio?
Yeah, because remember, it's not a profit until
you sell.
Yeah, got to sell it.
And so one of the concepts for going forward in 2018 comes from York University finance professor Moj Malevsky. Now,
he's been around for a while.
And that probably won't mean a lot to most of you, but Moj Malevsky is somebody that I really have a high regard for. He's done a lot of writing. I've taken some classes where he's been the presenter. Really, really a smart guy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And this is all he does, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he's a finance professor at York University. And as I said, he's done a lot of writing. What he's saying is one of the things to think about is he's urging savers to take some of their stock market profits. So harvest some of your profits. And what you can do with that is put that into a deferred income annuities that guarantee you income for a specified period of time sometime in the future. So you can guarantee income. You can do a lifetime income. And what happens is we were talking about bonds being discounted. Well, if you're asking for income sometime in the future, the amount of money that it takes to purchase that income currently, you can use those profits to buy that income at a discounted price today.
So the deferred income annuity is like your own pension plan?
Where you
say, okay, in 10 years from now, I want $1,000 a month. How much do I have to put away to guarantee me that $1,000 a month?
That's right. Okay. It's a really good idea because, you know, one of the concerns always in retirement is income.
Yep. Am I going to run out of money?
And if you can have a guaranteed income, and what we see a lot of individuals doing or couples doing or those in good looking at retirement is you can ladder deferred income annuities. So if you can buy a 5-year deferred income annuity to guarantee you an income for 5 years. And then how much does it cost for me to do that if I want to start that income in 5 years? And then you buy another 5-year.
Kind of ten years, it's almost like laddering
CDs.
Mm-hmm. And so Moj Malevsky considers this a great time to take a look at because the markets are at all-time highs. And if you have profits inside of your portfolio, that may be one financial option for you to guarantee income in the future because you can take those profits that are never going to go away then, and you're able to, at a discount, purchase guaranteed income for a specified period of time. Could be a lifetime income if you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm. And now, do you have to use like IRA money, which we call qualified money, or can you use cash?
You can use cash.
It's
you can use cash. It does not have to be qualified. It doesn't have to be an IRA. Mm-hmm. You can do non-qualified. You could do it with IRA money, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a way of guaranteeing income. And so that was kind of interesting. As I said, I've done some classes with Moj Malevsky, and to see his name pop up in one of these articles with an idea, because we have been talking a lot this past year because of all-time highs in the markets of what to do with some of the profits. And that's just one idea from somebody who works in this area, has written extensively about it. He has books. He writes financial articles.
Mm-hmm.
Just another idea out there of what to do with some of those profits.
Well, and as always, too, especially on something like annuity products, it has to be suitable for each individual. If you need that money right away, that might not be the right thing for you.
That's not a good option.
But if you're looking to maybe segment your money and have some of it that you need for more recent, more current expenses or over the next year, two, three, 4 years, whatever it is, then you need to be sure you have liquidity there, right? You want to make sure
That's right.
that you have that money on hand. And that would not be something that you would want to commit to a longer term where you might have some penalties on withdrawing something early from those.
Well, that's one of the downsides of the deferred income annuity is there's not much liquidity option there. What you're doing is you're committing money at a discounted price to guarantee income sometime in the future. That's what it's designed for. What's interesting is, you know, he said to do with some of the profits.
Yes.
He didn't say
some.
Take all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you had, you know, we talk about that all the time. It has to be suitable for your asset allocation, for what your goals are, your time frame, your risk tolerance, all of the things that go into making investment choices. This is just another option that's out there for you, another idea, mm-hmm. and that's what we're trying to do is throw out ideas to you, things to think about going forward in 2018.
Another couple of things in your
another couple
list.
Of things. This is an idea from someone called Dana Anspach. She's a financial planner somewhere in the United States. She talks about financial resolutions. She says one of the things to think about is you should probably, if you're going to make resolutions, try and take smaller steps.
Yeah.
You know, don't make big resolutions that you can never keep.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she talks about, you know, if you say, I'm going to make a resolution in 2018 that I'm going to go to the gym every day. Well, what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, about mid-February is where the trail-off point is for that, yeah.
You know,
well, I was reading in another article from a guy who sends out tidbits. He said January 17th is the day most resolutions fall
Stop.
By the wayside.
Was it January 17th?
January 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's kind of interesting because there's a particular commercial by one of the insurance companies on TV, the Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
And had made resolutions going in 2018 that, you know, he was just going to be a lightning rod. He was just going to be a road flare. And 2 weeks into the year, what do you mean? He says, you mean you've already failed on your new resolutions, and so he's not, you know, he's back to mayhem.
Yeah, yeah, all those things.
Yeah,
that you have good intentions.
Absolutely.
And one of I think that's still really worth mentioning, though, is that whenever you sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I put some money in a coffee jar near the back door or the front door or whatever it is when I come in. I'm going to put my pocket change in there, do anything I can to just build up a little reserve fund, even if you're starting small.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the point to this financial idea is to take small steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what she was trying to get across is maybe you look at your budget and maybe find $100 a month, just $100 a month of where your money that you're spending that you don't have to spend, that's that discretionary spendings that you have,
mm-hmm.
Start small, you know, $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever it happens to be. And it's much easier to do that than say, well, I need to start saving an extra $500 a month.
That's a tough one
for
most
harder.
People.
Absolutely.
And so do something that is reasonable, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, do smaller things. Another example would be maybe boost your contribution to your 401k by 1%.
For $25 or
yeah,
$50.
Whatever,
bucks,
yeah,
something
small like that mm-hmm. that you can try and keep it and keep it going. So take smaller steps. And so I think that's a pretty good idea of a financial idea that might work for you, something that you might consider going forward in 2018.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I think, pretty true for a lot of things in financial planning.
It is.
It's got to be something you can live with because you've got to have reasonable, realistic expectations on the plus side, the downside, in between of whatever you're doing. You've got to be realistic and not saddle yourself with something you just, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for you to do. So.
You know, and we always hear, well, make reasonable financial regional New Year's resolutions. Well, in this particular case, I guess is another way of simply saying that is take smaller steps. If you're going to make some financial, have some financial goals, then don't make them attainable. But that is one of the characteristics of a good goal is it has to be a stretch, but it has to be obtainable. If you can never obtain it, you're going to give up
so
right away.
A good one would be a free review.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, might be a good time to do that.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you a little bit more about some of these ideas, including the free review, especially as you're entering into this new year, and how do you kind of formulate some of these ideas into maybe some goals that you're setting.
Yeah, so you might have more money in your paycheck coming up next month.
Yeah, and then that might be a little bit of a surprise.
Yes,
because
that,
I believe that's going to happen for most of us.
Mm-hmm. And in the taxes, yesterday in the donut hour, I was asking questions to an accountant. So, okay, how's this going to work here with the business on the business end? But what happens, people are going to get more take-home pay,
mm-hmm.
and that's an excellent time to start putting that extra money, which you did not have before, start putting it away.
So some ideas. Yeah, some ideas on that when we come back. Meantime, you got a question, comment, concern all about you and your financial well-being for you and your family, those who make the difference for you. Here's our number to call us right now. That's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Pick our financial brains right now, free of charge, right here with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group.
Having trouble with mold? Bilski Pressure Washing in Brenham says leave the mold to us. Bilski Pressure Washing can clean sidewalks, patios, wrought iron, and wood furniture. They can clean around the pool and make your porch swing, deck floors, and rock facing look new again. Call James Bilski with Bilski Pressure Washing at 979-277-4135. That's 979-277-4135 for a free estimate on mold removal from commercial or residential premises. Wherever you have mold, let Bilski Pressure Washing wash it away.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, January 16th, Craig will be speaking with Robert Weiss from the Washington County Go Texan Committee. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop on Bluebell Road in Brenham. They're your home team for oil changes, brakes, and tires. Bring your vehicle in and they will shuttle you to or from work in the Brenham area. Brenham Tire and Auto is a AAA-approved auto repair facility since 2002. So for minor to major repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles, see Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road. Visit them online at BrenhamTire.com and like them on Facebook. Phone 836-4811.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Bob Tallman. If you've ever been to rodeos around Texas, you've probably heard my voice. I've had a long career working in all areas of agriculture with all kinds of people. At the heart of my success and the work I do today is 4-H. It helped shape my life and is still helping young people get a handle on what's important, like values, integrity, ethics, responsibility. That's what 4-H fosters. Whether you live in the heartland or in the heart of the city, I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's gonna change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383 or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Office in Brenham for Central Texas. Downtown Brenham on Main Street across from the courthouse. And the other one in Houston between San Felipe and Westheimer on St. James Place. Far enough from the really bad traffic at the Galleria to not be a headache, but we got you covered in those places, and we are licensed as financial planners, advisors in, 16?
It's 16 states now.
Yeah, okay.
Some people moved.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends on where the clients are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We also help with 401k plans for about 20 corporations scattered around all over the place. So, again, we got you pretty well covered, small business plans and mid-sized company plans. We are very familiar and been working with those things for about 19 years. So glad to help you in lots of different ways. Now, let me tell you about the free review. Yes, we still do these. A lot of you are getting a little anxious as you're watching the markets going up and up and up. You want to find out what you should be doing because sometime the train is going to stop or start backing up a little bit. It just happens.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's a business cycle.
Yeah. It's the business cycle, and markets have cycles, just like any other business, right? Because businesses are what are represented in the markets,
yeah, yeah.
Right? So, yes, there are things you can do. Jamie talked about one or two of them earlier in our first half hour of the program. We're going to tackle something else here in just a second with a thought or two that, again, are not long-term commitments, but they can pad you against a correction, help you, all right? But again, if you want to know how these things work, if you're thinking about this and you're concerned about it and all those things, here is our number to come in for that free review. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And come in and find out what is available, what are some thoughts on what you can do. It's not all just go to cash and sit there and make a quarter of a percent or three quarters of a percent if you don't have to, right? Because inflation, believe me, is running more than that. You're losing money. So again, there are a lot of different ways to pad yourselves on the downside. Lots of things you can do. They don't have to be long-term commitments of some sort, but it will possibly be something that makes sense for you. Find out what it is. What are your options? Do they apply to you and your particular situation? 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. So we've been talking a little bit about the markets. And again, the U.S. markets are closed for today. For the Martin Luther King holiday, we do have markets around the world that are just chugging along, and things are still heading up, right? So, I guess we talked a little bit about harvesting from things where you've made some money in them. What if you have, and I got this question, so I'm going to pick you guys here. I had somebody ask me over the weekend, well, they've got bonds or things that represent pieces of bonds, whether they're U.S. or foreign bonds or treasuries, they've got these in their retirement plans at work. So how should they look at that now that the plus side is all more toward the stock types of things, other types of securities in these plans? Versus
that's a simple,
maybe they've got a 40% allocation to things that are fixed income, bonds, et cetera, in their 401k.
Short question, but long answer.
Well, what kind of things should they consider?
Depending upon who it is, I wouldn't change much anything right at the moment. Because if bond prices are going down and you're putting in the same amount of dollars, you're just buying more shares of the same thing. So when they do go up at some point in time, we don't know when.
Bond prices, yeah, okay.
If you're doing it in a 401k or an IRA, mm-hmm. If you buy an individual bond, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about. There is a difference between holding individual bonds versus, which normally you don't have the opportunity to do that inside of your 401k, but you have an investment choice that allows you to have an investment that owns lots of bonds. And generally speaking, if you have an investment choice like that where they own lots of bonds, the assumption is that they're buying some bonds at discount. They're buying some bonds at face value that are getting the higher yields and newer bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a mix of all of those different things inside of those investment choices.
Right, because the managers of those investment choices are constantly
managing.
Trading. You know they're in their offices today. Yeah, they still are. Some of them still are.
I'm sure.
Because they're trading these types of investment vehicles all around the world. And there are different ways of doing things, and it's not just U.S. It's not just U.S.
Yeah, because there are lots of bond investment choices that allow you to invest in international bonds. There are some that allow you to invest in global, which means that it's going to be international and U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, to invest in municipalities or corporates. There are a lot of different investment choices that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just need to take a look at them. And
now, if you're confused about how these are composed, what's in them, and that can be daunting, even if you pull up, if you're online with your retirement plan at work, for instance, and you're looking at all these different things in there, it can be a tough one to parse through all that information and figure it out. So, again, if you've got a situation where you want another opinion on that, or how is this really working, or how does this move up and down, et cetera, what does it do with each dollar I put in? Again, the free review, very, very helpful. And just get on board with us. Come in for a few minutes. Most folks come in and spend about 45 minutes to an hour. Just bring whatever's on their mind. We go over it. We help you understand it better and what your options are. And that number to do that is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We also want to try and help you keep more of your money in other ways. And Doug Neal has some, I think, really good information, because there's so much baloney going on. There are so many scams. There are so many people out there to grab your money. It's tough.
And there's some basic thoughts here, but as the population, or as you mature a little bit, your cognitive abilities aren't quite as sharp as what they used to be, and so you're a little more trusting. This came out of the Retirement Advisor magazine. Some red flags that you got to be careful for scams. Not in any particular order. But if somebody contacts you and you didn't contact them, verify that. You know, why'd they call you to fix a roof, to do something? Why'd they call you? And the way to verify that is get the phone number from the agency or business making the offer and call them. But don't call the number that's on the email or the letter, because it's probably a phone number that goes back to the scammer. Look it up someplace else and then give them a call. Another one is they want the issue or offer to remain confidential or secret. They don't want you to tell anyone about it, about the offer or the prize. That's a red flag. If somebody says, you know, this is just for you, you don't need to tell anybody else, that's a red flag. Just walk away. Walk away. Another one that's a red flag is you must act with urgency and you must do it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal today. Well, there's always good deals coming.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always, always. So you don't have to do it today. If it's a good deal today, it'll be a good deal tomorrow or next week. So they get you to attempt. It used to be quite common. I'm going to pick on, not necessarily, but timeshares. You know, you had to sign up today, or you go on a, my wife and I used to do this when we were first married, because we didn't have any money, and we'd go on these trips where you have to sit through the presentation and you'd get a hotel stay or something like that. That was cheap vacation, but we knew that going in that we were going to have to be listening to something and we did not sign anything. So if you got to act with the immediacy, walk away.
Yeah.
Because it'll be, and there's a couple more here after this break.
All right. So a little words of caution from us here on the Money Makeover Show. We want you to keep more of your loot, right? There you go. Questions in between. You've been getting calls. Something sounds too good to be true. Run it by us. We're right here. Give us a call. We'll take your call while the commercials are playing. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie right here on the Money Makeover Show.
If I don't see a yellow river around the old oak tree.
The Blinn College Alumni and Friends Association invites you to join us for an 8-day adventure across Tuscany and the Italian Riviera. The September 28th through October 5th trip includes airfare, hotel stay, 10 meals, and stops at many popular attractions throughout the region. Join us for an information session on Thursday, January 18th at 5:30 p.m. in the Blinn Student Center on the Brenham campus to find out all the details and how to sign up. For more information about the session or the trip, call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke. LinkyWelding.com.
Resolve to hear better this year. Visit Paget Hearing Center for a free hearing consultation and free assessment or cleaning of your existing hearing aid. Great advancements have been made in hearing aids designed to make conversations, TV, and talking on the phone as easy as when you were a kid. Paget Hearing Center will evaluate and suggest the best plan of action for you. Your ability to hear is part of your health care. Make a New Year's resolution to improve your hearing today. Call Paget Hearing Center at 830-0865 or stop by 103 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Missions. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs. And we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis. Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
Are you letting fear run your investments? Are you watching the markets every day? Are you concerned about running out of money before you run out of time?
Do you have a 401k, IRA, annuity, long-term care, or life insurance policy? Are you getting the most out of yours? We can help. We're the Money Makeover Team. We will put our decades of financial planning experience to work for you.
Take control of your financial future. Listen to the Money Makeover Show here on air or online Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. or call us at 979-836-2903 for a free review.
We're the Money Makeover Team. We'll help you devise a strategy and a plan that makes sense for you. The Money Makeover Team, 979-836-2903.
Listen to the Money Makeover Show here on air or online Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. or call us at 979-836-2903 for a free review.
We're the Money Makeover Team. We'll help you devise a strategy and a plan that makes sense for you.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWHI.
What do kids in public schools, private schools, and homeschools have in common? 4-H. You didn't know that, did you? Small town, big town, or way out of town. There's a 4-H program tailor-made for your family, no matter where you call home. It's not just about raising livestock. 4-H is about raising our future leaders through a wide variety of leadership programs and exciting activities. I want you to bring your kids. Get involved. Raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Here's our number at the office. You got questions, you want to come by for the free review, whatever. I'm glad to help you out. 979-836-2903. Make this the year that you make a difference in what you are doing. 979-836-2903. We're going to come back to maybe one more of these
commandments. Things that you got to be careful of. We talked about watch out if somebody contacts you if you won a prize or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want it to remain secret. You must act today, now.
Right.
And the one that's tried and true and has been around forever, and you just said it before, Tony, if it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So just
be careful.
Red flag. And also, any money that you wire or sent using a money card, is kiss it goodbye. It's overseas someplace.
Wow.
It's gone. Just forget about that. So be careful on those type of things. Those are red flags, not necessarily all true, but be aware. Money's too hard to come by to have somebody take it from you.
Mm-hmm. It's always amazing to me how quickly these scammers come up with their ideas. Because one of the things we mentioned last week, Tony, was about the new Medicare cards that the government's going to be mailing out. And this is, fairly new. But already there are scammers calling about that, saying that they need your
information,
your personal information to go ahead and issue that new Medicare card to you.
Hey,
and
believe me, the government's already got
true.
Your.
They've got your info. That's right. The government's not going to call you asking for your personal info. They got it.
Yeah, so please don't fall for any of that stuff.
Do not.
It really knocks me out, too. Still on the internet, I still get stuff from, hi, I'm the president of Zambia or something,
and
I'm setting up this fund, and you were mentioned. Yeah, okay. So, again, it's not for you, all right? Not for you. Jamie?
Yeah, I had one other story
I wanted
story, to talk about.
Yeah
this had to do with a meeting that I had recently, and we've all been taking a look at the new tax plan, and that's one of the issues that came up is what should they do tax planning-wise going forward, because they were concerned that they were going to end up this couple is retired. They were concerned that they were going to end up having to pay out a lot of money under the new tax plan when they filed their 2018 tax return in the spring of 2019. And they wanted to know, should we be setting more money aside to pay taxes? And they were concerned about that. You know, and I said, well, let's talk about what you've done up to this point. And they had been getting money back, not an unreasonable amount, but they were getting money back. And so we talked about the fact that if you give the government more money and you end up getting a big, large refund, what does that actually mean? And they both had talked to them enough. They both said, well, that means that we've given the government an interest-free loan for that period of time, and that's exactly right.
You taught them well, Jimmy.
They know the real deal, don't they?
And so what that means then is you're much better off having use of your money for the 12 months. And they said, well, what if we end up owing money? And so we had to go through things and say, well, your portfolio, you have enough liquidity in your portfolio and enough options out there, where if, you know, 18 months from now, if we have to come up with a little bit of money because you owe some, we can probably do that. But at this point, why not enjoy the use of your money while you have the ability to do that now rather than giving it to the government, who will be very happy to take it, and at the end of the year say, sorry, we're glad you gave it to us, but we're not going to give you any interest.
Well, and I had this conversation also recently with somebody who's age 70 and a half. They have to take required minimum distributions, RMDs, out of their qualified accounts. I know they still have a 401k somewhere.
Right.
They also have outside IRAs, all right? And they said, oh, you know, I'm still working. I'm still earning a salary.
I don't want the money.
Yeah, but my wife says she wants us to go ahead and make sure that we don't owe any taxes, right? She's working too still, all right? So here we've got that case where we got him, at least, who has to take RMDs, and he and his wife are both still working. She's younger, all right? And they're concerned that they're not paying enough federal income tax. And should they go ahead and overdo it so that they don't owe taxes? And I said, well, let's take a look at what your RMD is.
Yeah.
We know you got to take in, you know, money out of this and pay it.
Yeah, that $100
right?
RMD isn't going to make a big difference.
Yeah. And I said, you know, let's just look at things. And we just actually looked at things a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, and he said, oh. And I said, so Why are you giving the government extra money? Well, that really riled him up. He said, yeah, I'm already giving him my RMD. You know, so please consider this. And, you know, maybe you need to, you know, bump up some things that you're doing too. Again, just to be sure that you have some things. Maybe stick some money in a savings account of your own. Why not make your own interest? On a savings account. If you're worried about coming up with money later, you may not have to. So why give money to the government ahead of time that you may not need to give them, especially when we're going through these changes now?
That's right. I mean, everybody should pay the tax that they're due.
Yeah.
You know, whatever tax you have to pay, that's what you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a civic responsibility. But nothing says you have to pay more than you need to.
There you go. A little thought here from the Money Makeover team. We have all kinds of thoughts, and we can put them to work for you in your particular situation. Again, call us at the office if you want to make that free review a part of your next few weeks of time. 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.